Welcome, adventurers, to the Forge 20 podcast. I am your host and game master of our Tales of Lodrienth campaign, Zach Coldiron. Before we get into tonight's session, I'd like to remind everyone that we are currently looking for podcast sponsors. So whether you're looking to promote your small product, business, or service, feel free to shoot me a message on the Forged 20 Podcast Instagram and Facebook page, or feel free to email me at ironforgedentertainment@outlook.com, and we can talk about some of the programs that we're running for our other sponsors today to see what fits best for you. With that being said, let's hop into the next episode of Tales of Lodrienth. Last time on Tales of Lodrienth, the party was approached by the Jarl of Ravenmoor. This Jarl gave them some information about an ancient temple that's located deep in the Whisperwoods that contains some sort of ancient magical item that the Jarl would like to study. Now, the Jarl did say that this location might be the resting place or phylactery of an ancient lich. Now, this information is not confirmed, however, but the party has now decided to debark the town of Ravenmoor for the Whisperwood. As you all see a group of very malnourished individuals coming across this hilltop about an hour outside of your trek northward to the Whisperwood. They appear to all be hungry, and it looks like maybe they look fatigued as well. A group of 11, what appears to be is like peasants.
Does anything look off about them physically, or?
They are covered in dirt. Cuts. It looks like maybe they've been recently ambushed. It may have looked like they maybe have just gotten away some sort of danger, at least from what you can tell from this distance.
I'd like to help, but I don't know what we're dealing with.
Are they signaling for help? Are they calling for help? Are they screaming for help?
They are just kind of like resting. They're like resting by like a campfire.
Oh.
How far away from the town are we?
About an hour. Walk.
Hour.
Well, let's let them know where the town is.
Yeah. Before we do that, I'm probably gonna have to roll a perception check for this. Do I see any weapons? And are they trying to like mask the campfire smoke at all? The two things I'm looking for.
Okay. Yep. Go ahead and roll me
a 10.
Check.
Second. It's an 18 on my screen, but it's 10.
All right, so from what you can tell, at least from this distance, is that nobody has any weapons. And you can tell, just based on the way the smoke stack off the fire's going, the smoke kind of fogs off very early into the sky, so it doesn't go really tall. So it's concealed pretty well. So you can assume they're maybe using some sort of magic to manipulate it, or maybe they're using a certain type of wood that's a little more, has more of controlled smoke. You're unsure.
All right. Don't see any readily available weapons to them. However, they are trying to somewhat stay concealed. Either they've been attacked or are looking to ambush someone. They're usually the two options when you want to hide your smoke. Is you don't want to be attacked, or you're trying to get the jump on someone. They don't seem to have any weapons on them. We could go up and just be like, hey, town's an hour back that way.
I think we should let them know where the town is at the least. Worst comes to worst, they try to kill us. They fail. We slaughter them. We move on.
We use a different word than slaughter.
That is exactly what will happen.
Slaughter sounds just a little evil. A little dark. Like murderous.
Moros looks at him. Looks at Lloyd. Did you not see what we've been doing up to this point to everything we fought? What we did to Greg?
Sure, but... I mean...
I'm not going to say that we're necessarily evil, but I am going to say that we're not necessarily the, cleanest of crew here.
Which is spreading
to trying to be good. Trying to be good.
But I will say, torture is a necessary evil at times, especially when it's of the psychological variant.
And if torture is a necessary evil, then slaughter is as well. And you slaughter your enemies. And if these people attack us, then they are our enemies. I think that logic is sound.
Yeah. Well, Moros. Yeah. Guess what?
Moros looks at him.
You can't spell slaughter without laughter.
I'll leave the laughter to you, and I'll do the...
Karus's mask somehow changes shape to this, like, confused, bewildered look as he looks at Lloyd, like, what the fuck? What did you just, like, what is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
The
emotionless mask somehow conveys the emotion of, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's like, what? Anyways,
let's go talk to them and then see if the laughter can begin.
Oh, Diamond.
We're not doing anything. We're going to go send them back to the town. I'll go talk to them if you're not comfortable. Moro says,
oh, no, I'll go talk to them. Just try not to scare them.
I approach very calmly with my weapon drawn. No, I'm kidding. My weapon's not drawn.
I can't wait to do like an evil run, because you know what I would do in this moment? I walk up to this person right here, grab him, stab him in the neck.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That's so evil.
Okay.
Are you guys willing to talk now?
And as we approach, we're gonna, I'll announce us. Greetings, people. You look like you need help. What happened? That's what I'm supposed to say, right? He looks over at Cobras.
It gives you like a half hat. Like, you're getting there.
I turn and I look at them and I give them like a little half smile, like,
They all look a little baffled by what you just said. And this old gentleman right here, a dwarven man, who looks like he's on the tail end of his years.
Yes, we were traveling from a city up north, and, well, we thought we would take a shortcut through the Whisperwood to move to this town called Ravenmoor, and that wood, it can be a dangerous place. It drove some of us mad.
All right.
We're a little confused and disoriented, and we don't know where we are. We just decided to take refuge here for now.
Moros
reaches into his pockets,
and he pulls out illusions brought the map. The Whispering Woods.
And as Moros pulls out the map, he unfurls it and presents it to the man, and shows them where they are currently, and where the town is. And he says, you are here. Town is an hour that way. And he points out in the distance towards the town. And that is where it is on the map. Are any of you able to read a map?
Yes.
I know.
I can read a map.
Moros hands his map to the man. Keep this. You will need it.
Why, thank you.
This is not the master map with all my writings.
Like,
no.
Boy's probably got another. That's why I didn't follow up on it. He's like, boy's probably got another.
Yeah. I hand him this map, and I, could you use any rations? Anything else to help you get to the town?
No, we've got because we did take a shortcut, we still have a good portion of our rations, but I appreciate the offer.
Do you see anything in those woods?
The whispering. There was a tree on our way there, and I saw a dead body. I didn't get a good look at it. But that tree, it gave off some very dark energy. We tried to steer clear, far from it. We did run into a nice caravan of owlin people. I've never seen them before out there. They let us stay overnight. It was actually quite a safe place compared to the rest of the wood, but the journey back out, it was rough.
Very well. Once your people and yourself have gained your wits and your strength, with haste, head to the town. Follow my orders on the map. 1 hour that way. We're going to go find out what is going on in those woods And hopefully, if we find any of your people, we will get them out.
Why, thank you. And
you have their names.
I was going to ask, what's your name? I appreciate your help.
My name is Moros Omenborn. These are my companions, Lloyd and Chorus.
It is nice to meet you. Now, I am Klaus.
He extends his hand to each of you and shakes it.
We might as well make haste now. Thank you for your
help. The names and... Klaus, a moment. Your people that you lost in the woods. Names and descriptions of them. So if I know who they are, I find their bodies, I can at least notify you of their disappearance.
Well,
of the fates.
Thankfully, all of us have made it out alive. We're all quite all right. We're just a little cut up. Lots of thorns, be careful. Vines.
I thought he said he lost a few people in there.
I don't think I did. Correct me if I'm wrong.
This is DM speak for, I don't have any fucking names for said people in descriptions, so yep. Please just forget I said that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I will translate.
Very well.
And I'll edit it in post.
Very well. To the Whisper Wood. The Batman transition.
As they all depart and head towards Ravenmoor. That is 1 hour of your travel northward. Let us roll another D100. It's only 3 hours north. D100 rolls. Like I said, not all the encounters are bad. Depends what you roll. Wow, didn't we just roll 54?
Yes, we did.
That's better than 54. 55.
All right, can I have each of you roll me a d4?
Dose. Oh, no, Trace. Excuse me.
Oh, fuck. So it doesn't guarantee a fight happens either. I'm trying a new approach to exploration. Lloyd? So, hold on, what's the number we got? Oh, gosh.
What did Raph roll? Or Lloyd?
Raph, step away for a second. Oh, no, he's here.
Also four.
Shit. Oh.
Shit means fight and big fight.
As you all are continuing up this hill, as the flatlands are now becoming rolling hills, in a way, you look down one of the hills and you see a pack of gnolls surrounding a chest full of silver.
Oh my goodness.
They don't seem to notice you at this time.
Quick little, can I do a, I assume that Moros knows what gnolls are, what they're capable of, and that if they're in a big fucking pack like this, that they're super fucking dangerous.
Well, you can just roll me a nature check and we can find out. The DC might be easier for certain characters, I will say that.
Okay. Let me make sure I don't have anything that helps me with this real quick. Oh, background stuff. It would say it already, though, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here we go. Nature check, Moros Omenborn.
A one.
I look down. I got this. Moros looks down there. Well,
I have a spyglass.
I'll go reason with them as well.
I'm going to pull out my spyglass, look at him, and then do the nature check.
Hold on, boy, and I'm going to try to grab him, because I'm nothing but literal bones and robes. He just fucking pulls me along.
Moro stops. What? The people?
Lloyd, you know this is definitely a pack of gnolls. Before.
What the fuck do you think?
Moros.
People!
Moros. They look like people.
Those are gnolls.
An interesting race. I'm sure their culture is very unique.
They'll try to kill you.
Then let the laughter begin.
Moros, there are... Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I remember I rolled a 1, so I don't think that this is dangerous in a pack. I don't know.
There are 11 of them. And 3 of us.
I think that makes it an even fight. Certainly I could kill at least 7 of them. And I mean, Lloyd, he killed a whole pack of goblins. Certainly gnolls are nothing. Goblins certainly are more mighty than the gnolls. I mean, look at them. They're like fucking ravaging, foaming to the mouth beast. Morris doesn't even
Lloyd, I'm gonna let you handle this one. I don't know how to convince the kid.
So gnolls are like hyena men.
Morris' face changes to like disgust. Hyena men.
Yeah.
He looks like hyenas. Why didn't you just say that to the hyena men?
You know what hyenas disgusting. Do?
They are lots of things.
They kill.
Lots of things.
They kill for fun. They kill for food.
Well, perhaps, I mean, they all nestle down there quite nicely in a group. Maybe we make an explosive and we blow them out. We blow them up.
Do you have the knowledge and or materials to make explosives?
Zach, can I roll with disadvantage? Do you have the knowledge to make a makeshift explosive?
You certainly can.
Not even have the materials, just to see if I know how to make one. I know I probably don't have the
suddenly material. Turns into a fucking, having like a physics degree, understands the scientific name of nitroglycerin.
I'm going to roll with this intelligence check.
It almost sounds like you're about to say roll a glizzy check.
Glizzy check. How do I roll disadvantage control? Yeah.
I'm so that's fucking funny, 2. Guys. Totally not.
Yeah,
cringe.
Okay, so as soon as I think about it, I look at him. Well... explosives.
Fire. No,
I mean, I can.
Disadvantage too.
I could. We just make a big enough fireball, really.
Can you cast fireball?
Can't you cast fireball?
No. What? No. Why would I? What?
This whole time,
have
I
you seen my magic?
Wizard.
No, what? I mean, kind of. I don't. No. My magic comes from another worldly being. So I guess technically the proper term would be warlock. Fuck, I'm a warlock.
Lloyd, he kind of like puts his hand over his mouth and whispers, "What the hell is a warlock?"
Someone who contracts a outer or some being for power.
Sounds like a paladin with extra steps.
Actually, it's got less.
It's more
you
like you
a,
give them your
you sign
soul
a form and
type deal.
See,
you
I
give your soul to your god.
How do I know that? Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
he kind of does.
We should get moving before they realize we're over here. We've been standing here for probably 30 seconds. Moros turns, speaking. He turns and looks over at the gnolls. Are they still? They don't notice us yet, or are they gone? Because if they're gone, that means they know we're here. We're fucked.
I have a spyglass. I'm gonna look. I make the perception check.
As soon as he looks, I look as well. I help.
I mean, I got a spyglass, so I can probably do it with advantage. I forgot how to do advantage.
It's control.
Shift.
Shift click.
Control is disadvantage. 17 on perception check.
Just right click it. Right click, and then you can select it that way.
Exactly. Yeah, we rolled a 17 on the perception check. Are the gnolls still there? Morris's eyes are real fucking wide, and he looks over at the two of them. Yeah, I think it's time we get the hell out of here.
What direction do we have to go to sneak past them? Okay, so this is the direction we're wanting to go anyways. Okay, so I was, like, worried we're going to have to go, like, fucking this way up here. I was like, oh, fuck. No, I'm sneaking my ass away.
I'm not fighting 11 gnolls.
I'm fucking sneaking my way across.
Dude, conveniently, I said it earlier, Zach, you just didn't hear me. I'm naked right now, so I don't have disadvantage on this stealth check. I don't know if you knew that. The stream hasn't recorded. I mean, you can check and post, but it'll be too late.
The 10 minutes to put it back on when one of us inevitably fails.
Naked in the middle of the fucking woods. Shit, gotta get by these gnolls. All right, I'm gonna roll. 5. That's 5 is the lowest check possible to pass. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, Lloyd.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I trip on a rock.
He rolled a three.
Does it see me? I'm laying down. My cape is on my back. They just think I'm a
rat. Oh my god, I was muted. No. No, I was muted for a second. Oops.
Oops.
But yeah, one of the gnolls heard Lloyd definitely fall. And it's caught. Lloyd's, the gnoll has located where Lloyd is. Let's just put it that way. It's not good. It's very bad.
All right, I'm going to use an action.
What's your action?
What's my action? I'm going to make it freak the fuck out real quick because they're kind of stupid.
They are kind of stupid. They have a 6 intelligence.
I'm going to use my telekinetic movement to pick up this bush here and have it float around. Just move it around and like slowly go towards it.
Can you roll me let me see your character
sheet. Distraction check?
A distraction check? Yeah. Roll me an intelligence check. We'll see if he's stupid enough. She's pretty fucking dumb. Oh yeah, that's pretty good. Oh my god, it rolled a 19, but it has minus 2 to this roll, so it rolled a 17. As it's like, it's too distracted by the floating thing and just laughing at it. But you know, you should be quick in getting out of here before he calls the rest of the pack over to check out this new interesting thing he found.
I'm gonna crawl behind him and fucking assassinate him.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh, this is gonna go so poorly.
If he dies, he dies.
All right. Since I'm behind him and he's distracted by a bush, a floating bush, can I do this with advantage?
Why not? I think it's funny, so absolutely.
Yeah. As the bush is fucking floating there, you just in 11. An out of cannon, you hear a, I fucking
and your attack
it.
Misses.
Action surge.
Okay. You did get a round of surprise.
There's no advantage on this one, though.
This is your round of like surprise on it, yeah.
Okay, double 18.
Oh yeah, that hit.
Would he still get advantage on the second set?
It's a double 18.
Either way, it's a double 18. It checks
shit,
out.
You hit double 18. Oh shit.
Yeah,
well,
you're good. Roll me your damage.
I'm gonna do this. Hold on.
And that?
Psionic and strike. And then I'm gonna do this.
And I'm gonna do that.
This fire strike. Where is that at? Okay, it's just one.
Oh, what a low roll. That sucks.
One fire damage.
All right. Well, now I want you to roll me initiative. You guys can also roll initiative.
Was that my surprise or was that my action surge?
That was I believe so. You did an action surge on your surprise round, right?
Yeah.
That was, yes.
So did you use all of your attack actions that turn?
Attacks per action one.
Yeah. So then yes, he did because he attacked twice.
So now we would roll initiative.
Fuck. So is this like the people who got spotted roll initiative or everybody? Because now we're all spotted.
Not everybody. Not all the gnolls notice what's going on. He hasn't called over his pack yet. Now, if he calls over his pack, that's where things could get a little dicey.
Oh, wait, I got one more. Hold on. I forgot about this.
What is it?
4 extra damage.
Okay. You have both the storm and the fire one?
That helps, but it's still alive. Both. But you're like almost, you've almost killed this thing. It's almost dead.
He has to make a constitution save throw.
Oh, does he?
DC 14.
He rolled a 15.
Shit, never mind.
All right. So, Lloyd, if you also want to roll me initiative as well, then we will get this maybe brief, maybe grueling combat out of the way.
Oof, I don't have good.
All you need is higher than a 9. See? All right, Chorus.
Just like, all right. Fucking hope it works. Pink. First of all, that's a definite hit. That's a 26. Hold on. 9. I think it's 11 damage because of thrown weapon fighting. Yeah, so 11 points of damage on the first axe.
As you throw your axe, describe to me how the gnoll dies.
As Lloyd is distracting it with a bush and stabs it from fucking behind. And then see the fucking thing is still alive. Gross is going to rear back his axe, chuck it. It's going to, or the cleaver, I should say, it's going to end over end, fly through the gnoll's head, splitting it in half, and then it's going to boomerang back through. Straight through the cleave. Just, he's going to catch it again, holster it, and then signal to fucking run.
You know the scene from the Lego movie where that guy throws the chair?
Yes.
Like long distance, and he just yeets it, and he hits that guy while he's running away. That's what I imagined. Yeah. I imagine as soon as Lloyd starts to creep up on him, Chorus just already throws the axe and starts walking back towards Moros, and then Lloyd does all his stuff, and the thing's still standing. It's about to scream, and then
I'm crawling all the way over there.
he's like French crawling all the way on the ground.
As you guys are running, if you were to take a look back, you see after some time the pack doesn't notice you, but they see their brother. Or sister is deceased, and they kind of like look over their body. You'd think they'd be sad, but they just start fucking just shredding into it.
I hand Moros the spyglass so you can see what they're doing. Check it out.
I look. I'm watching for a second.
Con save.
Fascinating.
Hold your breakfast down.
Oh, this doesn't bother me. I've seen much worse than this. I once saw.
Olympians picks up the penis and starts to play with it. Just truly degenerate shit.
Well, I suppose the spyglass away.
Worst part is because they're based off of hyenas. You don't even know if it was a real one or not. Because hyenas have fake penises.
What?
To the Whisper Wood.
Yeah, the female hyenas have a fake dick.
Oh my god. Can you guys roll me another D100 for the love of Christ?
I got it,
It's the last one. As you guys are now climbing yet another rolling hill. Nearing the crest.
Oh my god. Oh, okay. That was almost really crazy. It's a 9. It was almost 100.
100 means good.
not necessarily.
Okay.
96. Giant red dragon lands.
Are we all rolling?
No, it's the third one. So y'all did the first two. I pick up the last one.
Oh, okay, okay.
You see, a dead dwarven man, completely torn into and eaten.
Kidding.
Like, it's hardly recognizable, but it's a corpse of a dwarven man, for sure.
Those are all dead people.
I'm going to. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, sure. I'm going to put my finger and, like, swipe the blood and be like, this is a dead dwarven man.
What would we do without your...
I would like to investigate the corpse.
I was going to be facetious, but I don't...
And I would like to use a survival check to identify perhaps what kind of creature killed it.
Roll me an investigation.
Like, and it doesn't... If it's like really high end and I do really well, you can tell me like what creature it is, but maybe if I do like medium, you tell me what class of creature it is instead.
I got you. So roll me an investigation.
No, survival.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm using my nature skills to investigate it, survival.
Okay, I got you. You meant that kind
is that
of
okay?
Investigating. Yeah, absolutely.
I pressed the wrong button.
11.
All right. With an 11, you can tell that some sort of medium-sized creature with some sharp teeth was definitely munching on it. This thing got absolutely devoured. What you could insinuate... yeah, actually, you see paw prints climbing down the hill.
Paw prints.
Poor guy eaten by the gnolls.
Interesting choice of words. This is not back towards the gnolls, correct?
No, these are going back towards where the gnolls are. You see a bunch of footsteps.
Oh, well, like
not footsteps. Yeah. Well, paw, you know, paw prints, because they're cute, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Toe beans.
Boar bastard got. I wonder if that's his silver.
All right, what you guys do if you want to... Does anybody else want to, like, check his body out or anything like that? Like, in any way? Can loot him?
I'm gonna keep walking. Let nature take its course.
All right, anybody else? Or are you guys going to continue on your journey to the Whisperwood?
Yep, keep going.
All right. As you all rise over the crest of the hill, down into this valley now, as you come approaching, you see the rolling hills of the Azure Coast begin to shift into thicker brush that turns into a foggy wood. As you guys finally enter the inside of the wood. Let's move you guys on the map. All right. I'll pretty much start over. All right. As the rolling hills of the Azure Coast begin to shift into thicker brush that turns eventually into the foggy wood that is known as the Whisper Wood. And immediately as you all enter, you can realize that the sound here is definitely not still, as you can hear the sounds of soft whispers seeming to follow your ear wherever you go. I need everyone in the party to roll me a charisma saving throw.
Ooh, I'm good at those. I rolled like shit.
Success.
15.
Success.
Oh, charisma save?
Yes.
I am super charismatic, guys. So you don't even fucking know.
Ooh. Interesting. Okay. All right. Can you roll me a D10?
That depends.
And then a D100. For the next 6 minutes, you retreat into your mind and you've become paralyzed. As...
Oh, shit.
You can feel that since the last time you've used your psionic ability, floating with the gnolls, that there's been this, like, lingering... like headache a little bit. It's a little strenuous sometimes to use these. Hence why you can only use them per, you know, long or short rest, right? So, this pain suddenly as you enter the wood becomes so much that your body just ceases to function. You are now paralyzed for 6 minutes. Now, for clarification, when you guys are in this region, you only have to roll this per hour in the region. So,
you just see me fall over.
Oh, shit. What the?
Very funny, Lloyd. It's time to get up now.
You're paralyzed.
Yeah, my body. Not my organs and not my voice box.
He said you retreat into your mind.
Oh, okay.
Morris, like, crouches down and is going to, one, check for a pulse, make sure he's breathing, all that good stuff, and two, to, like, you know, check his eyeballs. I'm like, I'm trying to see if he's, like, you know, the light behind his eyes, is anybody there? Is he conscious? So I'm going to go ahead and do, what would that be, medicine?
Medicine, yes.
Six.
He's definitely got a pulse. All right. But you don't know what's going on right now.
He's alive, but moving. I haven't fucking clue what this is.
You want to kick him?
Morris looks at you. I mean, if you want me to, I'll kick him.
I don't know what to do here. I've never had somebody just faint on me like this. I don't. He's a sturdy boy. I mean, he could probably take it, right?
You fucking kick me, I swear to God, I will eat your fucking bones.
You think I ain't the one kicking? I mean, what do we do here? You gonna carry him on your back, or?
I reach down, and I attempt, I know it's not really gonna do anything, but for lore, or not lore, but for role-playing sakes, Moros is going to use 5 points of his lay on hands in an attempt to neutralize the poison or disease that may be affecting him. Because Moros doesn't know what's going on with him, so Moros is going to assume, like, maybe he stepped in some sort of plant, or maybe he inhaled some sort of spore, or maybe he's caught some sort of disease from the Knoll experience being so close to them. So he's going to attempt to heal him 5 HP and any diseases and poison. So you see Moros kind of takes a moment and he removes the gauntlet from one of his hands, and then he takes his palm and puts it up against the neck of Lloyd. His hand glows a bit of a radiant magic to it, warmth into Lloyd's neck areas. That's what Lloyd would feel, is he feels like an immediate sort of like calming warmth, but nothing happens. Moros looks at him. Shit.
Well.
All right, help me get him on my back. And he just starts. He just leans down and just starts putting him in the fireman's carry.
All right, let's get him up there.
Need strength check as well, because I'm putting him up there on my shoulders. That's a 5, but also a 5.
You guys drop him. You guys drop him.
If he's helping me, that's a, I would roll with advantage.
Well, he rolled a 5.
I was rolling with advantage, though. He doesn't have to roll with me for that if he's helping me. That's not how that works. That's not how the help system
works. All right.
You put too much strength into it because of his helping, and you just sent him flying.
All right, you guys.
We drop him once, yeah. And then we pick him back up. And on the second attempt, we put him on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Lloyd, you take D4 bludgeoning damage because your nose is broken.
Yes, you do take a D4 of bludgeoning damage for real.
That's bullshit.
Nope. How high was the fall?
I healed him from the lay on hands.
You're telling me. Oh my God, we're not doing this. Rules is written.
I will use my 4 points of lay on. I have 15 more points of lay on hands. So I'll use 4 points of lay on hands to heal his nose. After I see it's broken, I'm like, oh shit. Then I use my hand, and I do the radiant magic thing, but I also set his nose back in place. I don't know he can fucking feel this, so I don't even give him a countdown. I just reach down and snap his nose back in place. Ah, much better, Lloyd. I sure hope you're alive in there somewhere, and I sure hope you didn't feel that, because that would have really hurt.
Conscious.
Imagine having no mouth and not being able and wanting to scream more than anything. That's what that must have been like, right, Goers? Having no mouth and all you want is to scream?
I mean, I'm probably the worst person to ask because I have no mouth and I can scream. So.
Yeah, but imagine if you couldn't. How terrifying would that be?
Actually, no, I can't. I can actually imagine that quite well. That's horrifying. Now imagine having no mouth, no control of your body, only being able to see through your eyes as you rampage across the world. Yeah, that's pretty horrifying. Man, that would suck. Well, on with the day.
All right, y'all. As y'all continue your trek with Lloyd on your shoulder, after about...
He's just nodding along.
After about 3 minutes, Lloyd, you become unparalyzed.
I don't move. I stay like that.
Just stays lit.
Keep carrying him.
All right. So now we're going to see where we go next, and it's going to be completely random. So, 1, 2, 3.
Every once in a while, I'll like, look over at Lloyd and be like, are you there, Lloyd? Hello? I'll like, flick him or I'll pinch his ear. Nope. Still unconscious.
Somebody want to roll me
Goers,
a D4?
Maybe you should stick one of your fingers up his ass.
I see.
He could be faking it.
I learned something recently about these gloves. They're alive. And I don't know I can't take them off, and I don't know what's going to happen if I stick them up there.
Didn't you reveal your skeletal hand to me?
Nope, that didn't happen.
45 minutes ago?
No, that happened. Sorry, no, that happened before I got these gloves. These are gloves I got for... you remember when they gave us all those magic items in the bag of holding? Yeah, I got them then. I showed you my hand before that. That was way before that.
No, you showed me your hand... like today.
Nah, I showed you a finger.
How would you show me the finger without taking the glove off?
Because I just showed you the finger. I didn't take the glove off. I just held up my hand and showed my fingers.
I completely misinterpreted that. You revealed your
out of character. I 100 out of character. 100% I did. Chorus,
okay, Morris
in character, he didn't because Dalton the player fucked up and forgot to hit the gloves were fused to his bones.
Well, you've tricked Morris the character. He nods. Yes, that is how it happened.
It's illusion magic. It's illusion magic, guys.
Yeah, I can try. I mean, I don't know what's gonna happen. It might bind to his asshole. I might not ever get my finger back.
Let's not do that. I don't need you walking around with Lloyd as this fucking sock puppet.
Alright, I mean, if you say so.
I mean, I could sort of use him as a sock puppet now. I take my finger and I put it on Lloyd's lower lip, and I move it, and you hear me go, as I move his lip and I make him talk. See? He's talking. I'm Lloyd.
I still stay still.
I'm Lloyd.
Those fingers have been in some of the most horrid locations.
Yeah, they are very
washed either.
I wash my hands. And I take baths.
Yeah, and once every 6 weeks.
No.
When was the last time you had a bath?
When was the last time I had a bath? I'm going to have Morales roll this. Let's see.
History check.
We're gonna roll a. Yeah, let's history check. See if I can even remember. First off, 16. Yeah, I've showered. And then I'm gonna roll a. I'll roll like a let's just say a D100.
Oh God, 100 days ago, 14. Okay.
2 weeks ago. Morrow says.
We fought goblins. We fought goblins. Brain, living brains. Those hands are disgusting. You picked up a goblin and used it as a bat against another fucking goblin and smashed its innards all over your hands. How did you not?
I mean, these hands, yeah, they've been in all sorts of things, yes. I've also gone to the bathroom many times.
I'm going to raise my hand and put my finger on Morris's lip. I hop on his back.
Oh, you didn't move my... What'd you have it say? What'd you have my lips say?
He said same.
Same? He has to go same, and then I as soon as he has me do that, I go, see, look. Lloyd, how long have you been...
Listen, I don't know what happened, but I felt pain, and I slumped over, and I couldn't move.
Like when I dropped you.
You dropped
me? And I... Oh, he doesn't remember. He's concussed.
I don't think he was awake for that, Morris. I think you could have just kept going and never mentioned it, and he never would have known.
Coris broke your nose. I fixed it, but he broke your nose. I'm just letting you know.
Bullshit!
Aren't you a bull?
technically, yes, but... Actually, no, at this point, I technically would be a steer. I ain't got no genitals no more. So...
Well, yes, it's been quite a while since I've taken my last bath. And not just that, I've stuck this exact finger in plenty of open hole skulls. Skull holes.
Oh, no. We have stayed in plenty of, towns. I mean, two towns, both of which have a wash area. Y'all decided, nah, I'm good.
I rub myself in nature.
I can see the crust on your fingers.
When was the last time you took a shower?
Last night.
Oh, you washed your bones?
Yes. Do you know how easy it is to get? Do you know how easy it is to get maggots
down to the bone?
Yeah. You know how easy it is to get bone rot and maggots and shit climbing in and out of you? Very easy. I got to take good care of myself.
Your bones. How do you get maggots?
Because they don't go in the. They live inside my skull and shit. They get literally inside me.
Sounds like the showers aren't helping.
Is there flesh?
Maybe it's making it worse.
No, they just like living in there because it's damp and smells like a rotten corpse. They think it's decomposing.
Why do you smell like a rotten corpse?
Because I was a rotten corpse. I was a rotten corpse for how many years till I regained consciousness?
You're removing all of your natural oils and minerals.
I was a rotten corpse for 190 years before I understood what happened. That kind of stink don't just come out easily. I've gotten it to where you can't smell it from outside of my skull.
I don't think you understand how decomposing works.
I think I understand what chemicals attract the maggots. I had to learn this stuff. It's the chemical that's producing the smell. Yeah, you ain't never talked to no one of them there fancy alchemists. We got a couple. You know, I mean, they usually just work in like beauty supplies and stuff now because, you know, undead and
the fucking
ain't really got
alchemists.
Much use for. Ain't got much use for health potions. I feel like there's a story behind that. I don't know if these woods is a great place to learn it. Well,
there's nothing much else to do in these woods.
Gotta look for that creepy tree. But hey, these alchemists ain't alchemists anymore. They're beauticians. That's what they like to be called. I need to go stock up on supply again now that I think about it.
All right.
You guys want to roll me a d4 to see where next in the woods we go?
All of us roll a d4?
Just one of you. You choose.
One of y'all can roll.
Look, and roll, go back same order as before.
Two.
Oh! Very nice! Very nice.
Very nice. We're going to meet the big bad immediately.
All right, you guys are getting fucking TPK'd.
Good.
This you mean a Whomping Willow?
I'm gonna play as. I'm gonna replace all my limbs with hot dogs.
The Glizzy Gladiator.
Pretty much. He's a rat.
Glizzy Gladiator.
What the fuck is? It's bird folk.
You there, howling.
Alright. As you guys... as you guys approach, you see what appears to be a settlement of some kind, with wooden stakes being used as a fence all around and perched on top of one of these spires. You see what appears to be a barn owl with a white face and beautiful blue eyes that looks down and kind of like tilts its head looking at you.
Lost in the Whisper Woods, are you?
No.
No. We're right where we want to be, kind of.
Interesting. Most people who wander here are lost. And you're not lost.
Quite interesting indeed. You see him fly down. Landing on, right in front of Moros.
So, tell me, what brings you here? It's a dangerous place.
I'm looking for a creepy tree.
Gotta cut it down.
I know which tree you're talking about. We try to steer as far away as possible from this tree.
That guy's a steer.
Huh? What? Wait, what?
I suggest you don't just say that to people, because they're going to take that in the worst context possible. Somehow even worse than the truth of the reality.
You called yourself a steer.
But they don't understand the context behind it. Now it sounds like somebody just went and hacked off my genitals, and...
Yes, he is...
He's a eunuch.
I'm not a fucking eunuch.
I mean, look at the way you're standing. You remind me of a eunuch.
I know I fucking...
He's in the first stage of grief. I apologize.
You know what? At this point, I might as well just take off my skull and become a Doulahan. Fucking just start making it obvious.
The hell is a Doulahan?
Undead that comes back from the dead because their heads were hacked off and they want revenge against the person who killed them.
Actually, yeah, you're pretty well knowledge. Alright, you know what? You're full of surprises, boy. Alright, yes, they are headless undead. Little spirit flame keeps them going. Not all of them are necessarily vengeful spirits. Sometimes they're just sad.
He's just staring at you. Like, he just was like, what the fuck is going on?
This is probably information you might like.
Looks at them. I don't think he understands. Maybe he doesn't understand us.
It's spoken common, Moros.
He was just talking
to us. I'm just slowing it down.
Moros, honestly, out of everyone here, I think you're the one we need to slow it down for sometimes.
I'm keeping up just fine. I think he likes me, don't you? He turns and looks at Little Island. I introduced myself, at least.
You're just... interesting?
We're a lot. We're a lot.
You're gonna... You have interest in us?
I would say this. I think my brother would be very fond of you guys. He's a little bit of an oddball himself.
Take us to your brother.
Well,
that's all right.
Okay. Let me go get him. You see him fly.
Does he, like, hop away? Oh.
No, he flies. And then you see two owlin who look exactly identical, except the other one has yellow eyes. This is, well, I never introduced myself. My name is Hootie. It is nice to meet you, and this is my brother, Barney.
Oh, your parents hate you.
I heard you were talking about steers.
And your parents must hated you both very much.
No, we were just making an inside joke.
An inside
so,
joke?
So, we're looking for Tree Hootie and, what was the other one's name? I forgot.
Barney.
Barney. Hootie Barney and Barney, we're looking owl. For a tree. We are here to prevent a certain lich that lives in a phylactery, maybe located within the tree, around the tree. Maybe the tree is the phylactery, who knows? But we're looking for the tree.
The lich doesn't live in the phylactery, it's just his soul. But it's semantics, it doesn't matter.
So doesn't that mean he lives in...
You're saying there's a lich in this forest?
Yeah,
no,
so we're
there's not.
To kill him.
No, there's not a lich in the forest. There is a lich's soul in the forest. The lich's body is somewhere else doing other things.
Don't you think the lich's soul is what's causing all the whispering, though? You know,
probably, but it's not.
Wait,
the
whispering?
Lich, it's
what are you talking about? I don't hear any whispering.
Okay, now you're full of shit.
Well, we do hear at different frequencies than you do. Maybe that might be it.
Have you ever had any other...
That would just mean you hear more whispering.
Nope. Refugees from another village moving this way. About 11 of them.
Yes.
They were quite
them.
Mad and lost, weren't they? A few of them had gone mad and they were lost, quite confused. It's because of the whispering. They heard it. And they probably rambled about it to you then. And we're rambling about it to you now. The whispering is real. You cannot hear it. We're here to get rid of... said whispering and said evils within this forest. And the lich's soul, whether it be the actual lich's soul causing the whispering, we're going to get rid of it. If you could point us in the right direction, it would be most helpful.
Alright. He points over in the opposite direction of the camp. I will draw the direction here. Off in the... fuck. God damn it. Off this way.
I just want to check something. It wouldn't so happen that directions work the same in here as it does elsewhere.
Pretty standard, I would say. I've left.
You're
circled around the woods. Nothing like that, at least.
Your brother made it sound like it's a bit of a shit show. Like people. Claim they went one direction and all of a sudden they'd be going the other. Kind of how it felt like he was making it seem.
Could be. I don't know. Maybe going a little insane can fuck with you a little bit, I guess.
Are you all crazy?
Might be. A little bit. We might be all a little crazy, right?
Is that why the whispers don't affect you?
Can I check if they have shadows?
Yeah, roll me a perception check.
I mean, I'm just going to make like a light wider. See if they have shadows. Come on, dude. It's. I'm literally checking if they have a shadow or not.
They definitely have shadows.
Okay.
Are you... You know what? I feel like this might be a waste of time. I say we keep moving. And come back here if we need to.
All right.
Who's
well.
That? Who's that in the back?
Oh, that's our grandpa. He's a merchant. One. He sells things to adventurers who come passing through. Sometimes he's got some magic items.
I think he meant the little one with the big old
the
eyes.
Baby.
Oh,
yeah, the baby.
Oh, she that one.
Baby. No,
you just hear coming from that one. The little baby. It's so small. It's like hopping around. It's not.
I want the baby.
No.
What's wrong with that one?
It's just a child. It's still learning and developing.
Whose child is it?
Well, this is my youngest brother.
He's very handsome.
I suggest we move along before my brain melts through my skull. Please.
Will you move along? I'm going to go see this merchant.
The merchant?
Moros. Moros. Come here.
Merchant. The merchant?
Trader.
Where?
They're doing owl incest in there.
Moros slowly turns. What the fuck are you talking about?
Count how many they are. Look at how small that village is. If there's a newborn baby, how the fuck do you think it was born?
You don't think...
Birds, how many men in there do you see?
Had moved from one nest to another to over here, or maybe they've had...
Of course, those are two brothers. There's a grandpa, there's probably a mother and a father somewhere in there. And that is probably...
Blue tea and mother. Bunny.
And those two
parents. Is your family tree a family tree or a family bush?
I don't think that makes much of a difference. Bushes have lots of little branches, too.
Family fern.
Fern would be a good...
Family rose bush.
You know, for somebody who talks about semantics a whole lot and not caring about semantics, of course, you really care about semantics.
I know, that's why I say semantics a lot. Because I get into the weeds of things.
Yeah, you really do get in the weeds of things. I need you to get out of the weeds.
I'm sorry, my brain is melted and no longer existent. It's the old age, I'm sorry.
The maggots.
No, they're just kind of annoying sometimes. Not anymore, I got them out last night.
You hear the calling. Houdini. Houdini.
Your grandfather.
Yeah, you can go speak with him, sure. You all are just very interesting.
How many male Allens are in this camp?
It appears there's four.
So far, three.
You can see what could be potentially the mother and the father over here. And this is the grandfather, who looks like an older version of the dad.
Ah! Another refugee to stay the night, perhaps? Welcome.
Not another refugee, a customer.
Ah, a customer as well. Welcome to Snarbeak Outpost, well. Young adventurer.
Your grandson say you have some gear, magic equipment.
Indeed. Indeed. I have certain things. Let's see in here. I have a cube of force. A cube of force. It's a little expensive. What's like your budget? Why don't you let me know that?
My budget?
Unlimited. Just say unlimited.
Unlimited.
Well, I have, a necklace of fireballs. It's got 3 beads left in it. I've got a great sword warning. A cube of force. Greater healing potions, superior healing potions, supreme healing potions. I have some spell scrolls. I have, a wand. Of fear. Anything like that pique your interest?
What's your items that don't make sense?
That don't make sense? What do you mean by that?
For, just things that you have that you haven't sold because adventurers typically didn't buy them.
The weird shit.
Well, what I do have is the set of woodcarver's tools. I offer it to everybody, usually at the end, as a thing, because I've had this thing for years and I've never been able to resell it. The one thing I can't sell is this stupid woodcarver's set of tools.
What about this stone of gravity over here? It says if you drop it, you can see if the gravity in the local area is working or not.
So just a rock.
I'll buy it for a silver piece for the woodcarver set.
All right, fair enough.
All right, I got a woodcarver set.
All right, anything else?
How much for the great sword of warning?
That's pretty much all I have. Does any of that pique your interest?
Great sword of warning.
All right, well, I will let you know the great sword of warning is a little bit on the expensive side. I'm just going to, I'm going to write this down on a piece of paper. I'm just going to slide it your way. Because the number might shock you. Just a little bit.
5 gold.
It's a bit mad.
It's like astronomical to them because they can't fathom how much gold is. It's like they never see it. So like even 1 gold is incredible to
ridiculous.
Them.
It's it. Yeah, magic items are extremely expensive.
How much is it?
60,000 gold pieces.
I'm sorry.
This is actually quite cheap.
Yeah.
But I don't think I want this item.
No, I understand.
Well, how about if we, old man, have you heard about the lich in your woods?
No, just of the supposed whispering. I don't hear it, but...
Well, the, 11 refugees that camped here heard the whispering, and...
Oh, that's what they all say.
We have a keen feeling that the source of said whispers is a phylactery in these woods. The lich's soul stays in the phylactery, and if we perhaps remove the phylactery from these woods, more people will travel here, more people will come to your outpost and buy you things, or buy things from you. And also, it will remove any nasties and baddies that happen to be in the area, and not the good kind of baddies. Anyways.
The good... What?
Why don't we... Yes, you know... Of course you wouldn't
no,
know.
No,
you,
no.
You, that doesn't
know.
Even work on you anymore. So, first off, anyways... We kill the lich's phylactery, and you give us a little great sort of warning. It's not that expensive.
Roll me a persuasion check.
How about the staff of fireballs?
It's the necklace of fireballs.
Oh, that one is 950 gold pieces.
That 950 against a 60,000 great sort of warning? 60,000!
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What?
It's because it's a consumable item versus a permanent item.
Yep.
Oh my god. Yeah, that no, that's not happening. No.
I'm gonna have him roll. I'm gonna roll. Just see what number he gets.
Morse, you're offering to fix a problem that he isn't having.
Oh. Okay.
Alright, if they're really... This whispering that I've heard for the last, like, 10 years is actually true. And you bring me some sort of proof that there was a lich or a phylactery of a lich or whatever that means, then I'll give you my great sword of warning for free. But only then will I.
He said, alright. Alright.
So since you have this... Immovable rod. I assume you... Alright, that's me. I have an immovable rod.
The cube of force.
You have all these magical items and whatnot. I'm sure you have quite the coin.
Here or there. I trade with other travelers that come here that sell me things that they don't want anymore.
Alright, then what about my immovable rod? How much would you want that?
Rod.
Well, let me think. Hold on.
He pulls out a little stone, and he looks like he's like scrolling, like he's using a phone, and then he starts like typing in, like he's using a calculator.
I don't know what that is.
Huh? What?
You would actually recognize this, Lloyd. This is. Something that's escaped from the city of either Eflar or Eden. This is some sort of arcane technology that he's using to calculate this number.
Okay.
How about this? 3,500 gold pieces. It goes for 5 market value, but I need to make some sort of profit.
Would it add more profit? Would it add more coin, more value, if I told you that I used this exact rod to pin down a vampire spawn and kill that spawn?
Just a vampire.
Roll me a persuasion check.
I have his head if you'd like to see it. And his hand.
You can roll with advantage because he's giving you the help action now.
As I pull out the head, and then with the other hand, holding the bag between my legs, pull out his hand.
Oh, you must be powerful adventurers. I like this. This is
it. Also,
yes.
Do you deal in weird creatures as well?
I'm Moros Omenborn, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
Do you deal in the corpses of weird creatures as well?
Do I? No, well, I think something not have any of resale value.
I mean, if it's not of this world?
Why would someone want to buy it? That's such a niche market.
All right. I'm just trying to swing the deal for you, but okay.
Well, I appreciate the thought.
Would 4,000 gold be a thing?
1,000 gold profit. All right. For you.
4,000 gold pieces, but that's my final offer.
Good. Yeah, I take this offer.
All right, as he hands you 4,000 gold pieces, and you hand him your immovable rod.
Heck, I find it weird that... Oh, never mind. I can't say that. You're on stream. I can't say that. Never mind.
Wait for the stuff that doesn't break terms and conditions for after the stream.
Yeah, I was about to say something really, really,
As we're leaving, as we're completing the transaction and leaving, I'm going to pull out the rotten intellect of our corpse, and here, just as a present for you, and I set it on the ground and begin to walk away.
Oh, right, that's
how
a
much
brain!
Platinum pieces will we get?
Everybody, brain soup for dinner!
I think it was 100 total, and we were given half up front, I think.
No, I wasn't 100 total. I think it was 300, and it was 150.
Was it?
What are you guys talking about? Which specific transaction?
The
platinum.
That we just got up front.
You got 50 up front, so 50 platinum up front.
Yeah. That's 500 gold.
Correct.
You know, with magic items being as expensive as they are, and
can you guys just click the general chat one
I'm
time?
I'm going to balance
this
out with more
your
gold.
Capture phylactery, like lich phylacteries and things. They're not paying us enough.
Potentially a lich phylactery. They said he. They specifically said they didn't know. They said it's potentially.
Zach, read the general chat.
Also, it's cheaper to get magic items made than to buy them. Usually.
Wow. No comment at this time.
Oh, shit. It's a wrap.
As soon as you said they were being, like, really stingy, I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. Okay, continue. We're gonna stop.
Y'all are fucked up.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well,
Zach, why don't you tell him?
No.
I'm kidding.
Anywho, where were we? I forgot.
You were giving him the 4,000 gold for the immovable rod.
Okay. Yep. Someone asked me another question, though. I could have sworn.
No, that was it.
Okay, cool beans.
No, that it was how much platinum we had received up front, and we answered that.
Okay, yep, okay. Alright, y'all. Any further transactions with the weird Allen people that are in the middle of the Whisper Woods? Alright, are we gonna...
All right, how much is this bottle of force?
Oh, the cube of force?
Thing is worth 16,000 gold pieces.
What does it even do?
Well,
Let me see. Hold on. I have the manufacturer's paperwork. Puts on his little glasses. He looks. So this is... it has 36 charges that it gets a D20 back every day.
What's a D20?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
It's a mathematical equation.
Some fucking wizard shit. You can press one of the faces. Something about the number of charges based on the chosen face. So if you press a face, choose a face, it does a thing. Looks like it can. Oh Lord, I'm not reading this. I actually can't read very well. Here,
give me that, and I take the manual from him. Cube is about an inch across. Each face has a zinc marking on it. All right, it's 36 cards. Goddamn. Okay, mathematical equation. One of the cube's faces. Each face has a different effect. If the cube has insufficient charges remaining, nothing happens. Otherwise, a barrier of invisible force springs into existence, forming a cube 15 feet on a side. The barrier centered on you moves with you and lasts for 1 minute until you use the fuck as an action. Press the, okay, you press the cube's sixth face, or the cube runs out of charges. You change the barrier's effect by pressing a different face on the cube and expending the requisite number of charges, resetting the duration. Your movement causes the barrier to come into contact with the solid object that can't pass through the cube. You can't move any closer to that object as long as the barrier remains. The cube loses charges when the barrier is targeted by certain spells or comes into contact with certain spell or magic item effects, as shown in what fucking table?
Spell item. Okay. I didn't know we were reading from pamphlets.
He handed me the. I took the.
Well, you asked me what it did, and I can't read.
Okay.
What?
So he can read. He's just old. All right. He's just an old owl, and owls have dog shit memory as it is. All right. Don't let this thing get hit with disintegrate or a horn of blasting. It's basically what it is.
I already said that's enough. That's enough. Good. Now, where is this creepy tree?
The tree is down this way. You go back towards this way, you'll eventually run into the tree.
All right, now how much would you pay if we actually had a phylactery?
Not selling a goddamn lich's phylactery.
How much would I pay? Why would I pay? I already agreed to give you the great sword of warning if you did it.
That's right. Morals.
All right, not giving him the lich's phylactery.
No. Bring me proof, because I wouldn't want to live here anymore if there's a lich here. That's scary shit.
Get the... All right, man. Come on.
Let's go get this thing, guys. And hopefully it's actually a lich's phylactery, so Morals can get his sword, and then we can go and get the rest of our money.
All right.
Safe travels. As you guys depart,
don't do any more cousin fucking. As I leave,
could you guys all roll me charisma saves again? As it's been about an hour since your arrival.
Before that, I'm gonna go up to the baby, pat him on the head, and walk off.
It just bounces up and down.
No.
Ooh.
That's a natural one.
Right.
Oh, no!
21, that's a success. It's a save, Lloyd. Reroll, it's a save.
Oh.
You might get bonuses, I don't know if you do.
No, that's worse.
Oh. Alright, so I'm gonna roll a d10. This is how long it's gonna last in minutes. It's gonna last for 10 minutes.
Does this cause me to be unconscious?
We're about to find out. All right, so 10 minutes is how long this is going to last. I need each of you to roll me a D100, please. We are rolling on the short-term madness table. Chorus, you are incapacitated and spend the next duration
of
the next
10
minutes screaming, laughing, or weeping.
He's laughing. He's these little goblins.
Zach, I'm incapacitated. Have fun.
Oh, it might be a good point to end the session with what I'm about to do. As Chorus, as you become incapacitated, By means of your pact, what you guys see is this red aura of mist beginning to surround Chorus. Chorus, let me ask you this in this moment.
Chorus is drawing my sword. I'm gonna
make this decision. I'm gonna let you make this decision. Who's the first one?
The child.
You just see as he raises his hand as if he's gonna throw his cleavers like he would in combat. He's gonna get a round off, and you can get a round off on him too if you want to react in this moment and try to stop him.
I mean, I guess you should by all means have him go first. I mean, I'm not expecting him to fucking attack the child. It's a surprise round. Absolutely. I have my sword out because of the red mist part, but like, I'll intervene after he throws the axe. I mean, he does make a good point. That's a surprise.
Oh god.
I'm not gonna fucking
red mist, and it's plus weird, two. So it's a 13.
As this cleaver goes straight through the owlin baby's head, leaving a nice rectangular shaped hole in its skull. That's where we're going to end tonight's session.